welcome to the Business Success Club. I want to say welcome, and you are in for a treat in this group. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. And on this podcast, what we really want to establish is this: how do hardworking entrepreneurs build profitable and scalable businesses whilst having the freedom and balance to do the other things they love, like family, vacations, sports, fun, adventures, and charity? So let's tune into today's podcast. Hello and welcome to the Business Success Show with me, Mac Attram. And as you know, on this show, we like to explore this burning question: how can hardworking entrepreneurs build profitable and scalable businesses whilst having the freedom and balance to do the other things they love, whether it's family, sports, charity, fun, adventures, doesn't matter what it is. Today, I have a very, very, very special guest I've known for many years. And when we had a conversation recently, he blew my mind in terms of what he was saying. I thought my audience must learn, hear this. Why? Because there's nothing worse than working hard, building a profitable business, and then overnight, for some reason, you can't operate. Overnight for that week, it becomes a headache. Why? Because someone has sabotaged your operation. And what do I mean by sabotage? We're going to hear from the man himself, because if you're working hard, you want to make sure you're protected. And if you can't operate, there is no profit. If you can't operate, your team can't do their work. And if you can't operate, you are in trouble. So with that, on that note, as I always say, there is more to life than just the daily hustle and grind. So let me welcome my good friend I've known for probably 15 years now, and I think it is. His name is Francis West, and he's from Security Everywhere. And the holding company is West Tech. He's going to tell us more about this particular subject. I'm talking about the dangers of the dark web, and I'm also talking about cyber security. Over to you, Francis. Tell us a little bit about your background and what got you into all this kind of stuff that you do now, which is amazing, by the way.
Mac, thank you so much. And so, by the way, I think it's 20 years. We've known each other from the BNI days, going back to late 1990s. That's where we met the first time. So we're looking 20 plus years. So you're still looking as young as ever, and that beautiful smile of yours.
You're absolutely right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that long ago. Well, it's good to know you all this time.
It's been a while. Yeah, no, I'll tell you, you know me, I've been in the IT support game for, 30 plus years now. And I can only describe as what I've seen as what I call a tsunami of cyber attacks in the last 3 years, especially small businesses. You know, the big boys get done as well, but they've got teams of people that's supposed to protect them. Not that they do, but they have. You know, and I personally have my own story to tell. My why is that I lost a business, going back now probably a good 10, 11 years ago, where sadly my data was intercepted by, believe it or not, somebody that worked for me. And the data was in the end used against me to get me out of my own business that I built up for 18 years. And you know what the saddest thing about all of this is, that I had the police, and I could prove to the police at 11 different places that they broke the Computer Misuse Act of 1990, and the police did nothing. They said it's a civil case. Oh, wow. You know, so I tell you, that was very painful, because to lose something, a baby that you spent 18 years. So really, that's probably one of my biggest whys. And subsequently, especially the last few years, I've decided to make it my mission. And my mission is to educate and protect at least 1 million people from hackers and scammers by 2023. And I now sit on 4 different security panels, you know, just to totally immerse myself and my teams, you know, in what's going out there. And I tell you, it's scary and, dare I say, entertaining at the same time. But the amount of calls that I'm getting, and I'll tell you a quick story. You know, I you said the best story. I've got so many stories, Mac.
Yeah.
And the first one I'll probably
share. By the way, I will say that is a great mission.
Thank you.
Your mission, and I can see it on the screens here, my mission is to educate and protect at least, you said, at least 1 million people from cyber attacks by 2023. Now, listeners, if you are listening, if you are watching this, make sure you stay right to the end. Why? Because you don't know what you don't know. And this gentleman spent over 35 years in this particular industry. He knows it very well. The dangers of cybersecurity, cyber attacks, spammers, hackers. Listen very carefully. Go ahead. Tell us one of your stories.
So you were just saying about you don't know. You don't know what you don't know until you know, which is normally too late. So last year, what was it? February, I'm sitting in this lovely pub in London, you know, before lockdown. And this young gentleman, he runs a small account, estate agency firm. And he came up to me and says, what do you do? And we exchanged, you know, what we do. And he stopped and paused and he said, Francis, I so wish I met you 3 months ago, which would have been like October, November 2019. I said, why? He said, my dad runs a small building firm. And somehow these hackers managed to get into his email system, changed the bank details on the payments for his invoices.
Wow.
And to cut a long story short, he lost £45,000. Now, you know, his dad turns over a few million. One could argue it's not a lot of money. It's a lot of money to him. And this is what happens next. It took his dad 2 weeks to pluck up the courage to phone his son. And this makes me sad to tell the story, but this is what he tells me next. He says, dad, he phoned up his son. He says, son, I'm really sorry to tell you, but you know, I promised you that money for your wedding, which would have been 2020, which of course couldn't have happened anyway, but still, I can't give you that money now. I'm really sorry. And you know that deposit I promised you for your flat? I'm really sorry I can't give it to you. But it took him 2 weeks. And I've got, you know, sadly, I've got story after story. And I'm convinced that if his dad was sitting in one of my sessions, I mean, last year I did 67 presentations on cybersecurity just to move my mission forward. And I bet you if he was, he would have been alerted to think twice and he would have put better systems in place. He would have been better alerted and not have lost that 45,000.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of money to lose. Regardless of how much turnover you have, it's still a lot of money. And
how many sales does he have to make that 45K net? It's a lot. But the angst, imagine how he felt, the dad, for feeling so bad that he couldn't help his son when he promised his son to pay.
You know what I'm hearing? Yeah, absolutely. What I'm hearing is not only the business trauma, but the psychological stress, the emotional stress, not just for him, but for his dad and for the family. That 2 weeks must have been kind of hell on earth trying to figure this out, see what happened.
Yeah, and of course, the banks didn't want to know because he pressed the pay now button. I debate with a lot of people because last year, I'll tell you something between you and me, this was an LBC, so there's no, I'm not plucking this out of the thin air. Last year in October, Nick Ferrari said on LBC that the banks had a meeting, several banks together, to agree that they're no longer going to pay out when people fall for these scams.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're not protected by the banks. If you press that button and it goes missing, you're not getting your money back.
But Mac, I have to agree with the banks. I'm telling you now, because why should the banks suffer for your stupidity?
Right.
Why should the banks suffer because your systems are not up to scratch and your training for your staff is not top notch when it comes to protecting your money in a business? Why should the banks suffer?
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's down to, it's the responsibility of the business owner, the IT security people to make sure they are protected. And that's why I felt it's important that we have this discussion today. So, you know, Francis, why do people fall for scams, hackers, spammers? What happens? Is it negligence? Is it ignorance? What is it?
95% of all attacks are due to a human making a mistake. If I tell you, Mac, that in the last 12 months, I'm also now the national lead for cybersecurity for the FSB, the Federation of Small Businesses. And the latest stat I got through last week from one of our meetings was that £28 billion has been lost in the last 12 months through cyber-related crime. I'll say it again, 28 billion. So if you put all the other crimes together, it's less than that.
Wow.
Every 14 seconds, a UK company suffers a cyber attack. Do you know that normally takes them out for at least 10 days? This is big, big business. And I'm telling you, that 28 billion is underreported, if you ask me. Because a lot of small companies and even larger companies are too ashamed to even admit that they've been compromised or they've suffered a ransom attack. Why? Because they're scared of the reputational damage that will happen when their customers find out, number two, one. Number two, they're scared of the ICO fine. Number they're also very scared, for instance, if they're in the financial sector for the FSA fines. You know, it's frightening. So why? Because of supply and demand.
Okay.
Because people, especially, you know, my passion is to protect small businesses.
Yeah.
But small businesses are not taking the advice. I'll give you, I've got far too many stats in my head, but let me give you another stats.
You know, before you go into that one, that 28 billion, did you say that was UK alone or?
UK alone.
UK, and I've got people right now listening in from all over the world. From America, from all over Europe. I've got my audience are in Asia, Africa, all over the world. So that 28 billion is only the UK. This is a global, oh my goodness. Go ahead with your stats. I'm loving it. I hope you're listening because we need to wake up to this. Because if it happens to you, I don't know what you would do. But go ahead. You're the expert there, Francis.
Let me tell you the other thing. Okay, so here's the thing, right? Most people, when it comes to cybersecurity, are relying on the flu jab to fix COVID. Let me tell you what I mean by that. If you look at all the known antivirus solutions out there, and you know who they are, you know, they're very well advertised. They are fantastic at protecting you against unknown threats. And here's the problem. Every second, there's four new unknown. They are fantastic against protecting you against known threats, not unknown threats, known threats.
Right.
And here's the problem. Every second, there's four new unknown threats being released on the planet. And I'll give you an example. 2 o'clock in the morning, when somebody's on your computer and sending data out or changing things on your payments or on your zero accounting system, normal antivirus solutions will think that you're working late. When you start using AI-based security solutions, which I can make, of course, recommendations that our clients are using, it will see that as an attack and it will normally identify, kill, and report in under 3 seconds. And that's why another reason why so many people are getting hacked and attacked and scammed, because they're relying on old security solutions to fix a new problem. It doesn't work anymore.
Wow.
That's... It's equivalent, in my head, it's the equivalent of a chocolate lock on a front door on a sunny day.
A chocolate lock on a front door on a sunny day. That's
so in other words, it still works as long as it's not sunny. The lock will work, but it's and that's why, sadly, so many people are getting done, because they do not get the right advice, they're not using the right training or the right tools to protect them against a very new threat.
Let me ask you this. It is a new threat, and it's a scary threat, because the whole world is going cyber. The whole world is that way. Whether you like it or not, your operation has to be online. And because it's online, you're open to and susceptible to attacks. Now, what about the business owner listening in right now thinking, well, I'm only a small business owner. I'm only working on my own. Or I'm only a small business owner. I've only got a team of 10, 20, 30 people. That won't affect me, you know, and when it comes, I'll deal with it then. And maybe someone sitting there like that, what do you have to say to that type of person?
I've got so many ways to answer that question, but it's such an important question. If you think about hackers and scammers, they are very lazy people and they go for the easy targets.
Okay.
Who do you think are the easiest targets on the planet right now? It's the one-man band, the 5, 10, 20, 30-user company. Why? Because they are the least protected. Because especially people running Macs. The other day, here comes another story. You know, this is a really another sad one. But in November, I got a call from one of our other clients who said his dad uses a Mac at home, his NTL World email account was hacked, and he was so scared and so traumatized by the experience that he didn't want to make any more video calls to him. Bearing in mind, he couldn't go and visit, lockdown. Wow. He didn't want to make video calls. So he said, please, can we help? I said, of course. So we installed our AI-based security solution on his Mac. Within the first 17 minutes, Mac, we found that somebody was mining Bitcoin on his Mac.
No. Really?
13 minutes later, his machine was cleaned. And you know, about a week later, I'll never forget, as long as I live, his dad wrote us the most beautiful testimonial. He said, Francis, thanks to you and your team, for the first time in many months, I now know I can click on anything and you will catch us when I fall.
Wow. Listen, it's a great story. So, Aisha, I want to go down this line. So how does your, I'm glad you said that, but how does your whole thing work then? Because if imagine someone sitting there listening goes, yeah, I've got Norton Security, I've got Kaspersky or whatever it's called, I've got this, and I'm okay. I love listening to Francis. He's making a lot of sense, but I'm protected. I am okay. What makes your system different in terms of protecting small business owners than the traditional off the shelf from the retailer? Here's my thing. I've put it in there and I'm okay. I've downloaded it, Norton, I'm okay. What makes yours different? Why should I listen to you?
Great question. So what we've done when we set up Security Aware a couple of years ago, we decided to find the best security solutions. You know, there's over 900 security solutions out there for a small business. So how do you even pick? It's such a difficult thing to do. So what we then did was we went through and we evaluated, and we still do. If you can summarize us now, so we are like the moneysupermarket.com for cybersecurity, because we'll find the best solutions. Mm-hmm. Give it to a small business owner, whether it's got one user, 5, 10, 20, 100 users at a monthly running cost, but giving them all four or five layers of protection. And that's based on the NCSC guidelines, which is the National Cybersecurity Center guidelines, okay? But let me come back to your answer, your question and your answer. Here's my favorite question that I ask everybody when they run the solutions that you've just said. Here's my question, and I go, tell me honestly, what data is leaving your computer this very second from your PC, Mac, or Mac, and which country is that data leaking to? And they look at me and go, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that an important thing to know? So when your data is leaking, especially if you're a finance company, or let's say you're pharmaceutical company, or you've got a lot of PI, you know, software development, and that stuff is leaking, because you will go, no. Did you know, I'm going to throw you some more stats. In the UK, something like 68% of small businesses have already been compromised, and something like, it takes them over 237 days before they find out. And every time we get these calls, people say, but I don't understand, Franz, I was running all these, you know, well-known brands, why didn't it protect me? And I said, it doesn't protect you against unknown threats. So that's number one. Let me give you another reason.
Okay.
Another favorite question I ask people, I said, tell me, so when your software that you're using right now fails and it doesn't work and all your machines are ransomed, it normally takes 19 minutes. So by the way, by the time you click the first link to the time every machine has been ransomed, so nobody can work anymore, is 19 minutes in the UK.
19.
Will they pay your ransom? They go, no, of course not. Why not? I'll tell you why not, because they're not confident enough in their solution. We will. So we give our clients a ransom guarantee. We will pay up to £800 per machine or up to £800,000 per site per year, depending on how many computers you have.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
That's now we're talking. And our solution has now been rated number one in the world by Gartner.
By Gartner. Well, that's a great, great guarantee. For a business owner, they can sleep well at night, knowing, like the example you gave earlier on, knowing that anything leaving the computer, even if it's 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning, they're not worried about hackers. And I suppose I suppose if you've felt it and you've had that, and you've had that trauma and that shock and that stress, it means a lot more. But if you haven't had that and you're listening in, and I say, listen, check out Francis West, check him out. I want to say, first of all, thank you for being here at the Business Success Club, tuning in, listening to all of this. I only bring you experts in their field. Francis, I've known for years. He's an expert in his field. And if you're casually listening in, you've got to wake yourself up and say, actually, I can't afford to be casual, because this could wipe out my operation for 20 days, 30 days, 230 days or something before they found out what the cause of it was. That's what you're saying there, Francis. Yeah. Over to you, Francis. Keep sharing. I'm loving this.
So I've just started. I'm just talking about this, the endpoint protection solution still, all right? So we have a team of 100 security specialists that are sitting in the US over 4 locations that actually watches over you 24/7. And you won't believe what I did the other day, right? Just to test my own solution, my own sanity, to make sure that what I say is the truth. So my accountant sends me an email saying, Francis, is this email a bit dodgy? I'm like, yeah, it's dodgy, but let me test it, right? Mm-hmm. So I clicked on the link, which you should never do. I download the file, which you should never do. I extracted the file using unzip, which you should never do. And I ran the BB script, which is obvious an attack. You should have seen what happens next, okay? Well, I wish I could share my screen with you. But the next minute, all of a sudden my machine is shut down. I get a phone call from my security operating center saying, listen, did you by any chance click on this link and open? This all happened within 3 minutes, okay? I said, listen, I'm really sorry. Hands up. Yes, it was me. I just wanted to make sure that our solution is absolutely bulletproof. And then I got, you should have seen the email response that I got, what happened, how, when I opened this file, how instantly this BB script, this attack tried to communicate around the world. And it showed me the entire storyline of the whole attack and how it was prevented, how it was shut down, how our whole incident response happened. All that happened in 3 minutes. Now tell me honestly, will your existing provider phone you and make sure and roll your machine back and send you a detailed response report? No, they won't.
No, they won't. And you know, it's scary. It's scary in a way, but very important at the same time. You did a, what in retail sectors, they call a mystery shop. You did a mystery shop on your own system.
I did.
To check if your system is actually working.
Yeah.
And you gave a number. You said you, in the US, you've got a team of how many people just monitoring?
Just over 100 people now that actually sits there and monitors our solution that sits on your PC or Mac 24/7. So even if you, like I said, that's why, I don't like to promote this, but our clients can click on anything and I know we will catch them when they fall.
Right. I mean, that's a serious level of service, serious level of protection. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. Can I ask, your system, is it for people globally or is it just UK based?
Well, I like the people in the UK, but we've got clients in 11 countries now, Dubai, Georgia, we have Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Spain, Italy, New York, Canada, but most of them in the UK. We hackers don't care where you are.
They don't care.
We do. So yeah, we protect people worldwide. We've got people in Nigeria, everywhere.
Right.
That we protect, And the lady from Nigeria, this was an interesting case study. They do very high-end paintings. And this business, they only, 12 or 13 users, okay? And this company was charging them £1,000 a month. We came in and we gave them 4 layers of protection and it cost them, I think, £400 a month. And she was just, and we found, again, within 17 minutes, when we rolled our solution out, we found multiple machines that were sending data out for years. I mean, think about it. This is a patent company that was looking after very large company patents around the world.
Wow.
And we isolate, and she said, what did this company do? It's charging £1,000 every month. What did they do? I said, well, obviously nothing, but they took your money and we did it within 17 minutes.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow. Francis, tell me something. I hear the term the dark web. and I hear the term cyber crime, cyber security, and all that, and I hear the term internet security, and for me it all amalgamates into one. But by what you're saying, it's actually these are different things and they have different connotations. So what is the dark web? Why is it dangerous to a small business owner, or any business rather, or any computer?
Give me one. I'm just going to close the door, but I'm going to answer your question.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. That is such an important question. And let me explain why. The dark web is where you can buy child porn, AK-47s, any drug of choice, and you can have it delivered this afternoon to your house.
Wow.
Now, when these large companies, when their data gets compromised, you can now buy it on the dark web. I did a LinkedIn post, so please follow me, Francis West, on LinkedIn. I post on LinkedIn every day just to create awareness about different topics about cybersecurity. And dark web is one of my passions to talk about. Why? Because if you can imagine, the dark web for me is almost the equivalent of the garden of all evil. If I can send you an article, which you'd like to maybe publish, Mac, and show you all the different pricing that I can buy, you know. So for instance, Zoom, we're using Zoom right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you honest question. Have you changed your password on Zoom since last April 2020?
April 2020. We have changed it because there was something that happened in terms of a different user. So we did change it after that period. So several months back now.
Okay, you made my day. Let me tell you why. Did you know that Zoom was compromised and they lost 500,000 email records and passwords of people, which is now for sale on the dark web for less than one penny per record? One penny.
Wow.
So let's expand this now. Okay. So this is where hackers and scammers, we haven't even started yet. Let me digress a little bit. Do you know that for $100,
yeah,
I can launch a ransom attack on companies? So I can, it's called ransom as a service, RAAS. So for $50, I'll buy the ransom pack. For another $50, I could buy the person that can actually execute the ransom. And there's a telephone support line. $100, I can take out any company. You don't want to know. Anyway, so let's go back. So now you can understand. So when big companies lose your data, it now ends up on the dark web for sale, normally under one penny per record, okay? Which means what they do next is they use that username and password, and they use AI, they use bots to try and get into all your other accounts, your Baby Alarm, your Ring.com, your Amazon account, your RoboVac, your everything that you've ever had. And why is that a problem? Because most people, Mac, are lazy and they use the same password for all their accounts.
Okay.
So now that you see the problem now, so it's not necessarily your fault because the stuff is now for sale in the dark web, but it's your fault. And this is the thing I beg people to do. And that is never, ever, 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 ever use the same password for more than one account. Because if Zoom or who is the other big fitness, Garmin was done last year. Garmin. If you're a Garmin user, and now your login details for your Garmin account is now sitting for sale for less than one penny, I'm the hacker. I'll now try all your accounts, even the ones you've forgotten about, your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your WhatsApp, because now I've got your password.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you in a minute, if you want, I'll show you how to fix it. It's easy to fix this stuff. All of the stuff I'm telling you is actually easy to fix. The biggest challenge is people are not taking the advice, and then they phone me after they got hacked.
My goodness. How does someone fix that, all that then? What's the, I'm sure there's a quick fix and there's a longer fix, I presume.
No, you know what? The easiest fix is to use a very, very good password manager. Let me explain. And again, if you go to our, you know, security-everywhere.com site, you go to products, you can have a look at password manager. You know, remember what I said to you, that we evaluate so many different systems. Again, our password manager is sitting at 4.8 out of 5 in the world with Gartner.
Oh, wow.
So it's rated number one in the world. And we use it internally. It's absolutely brilliant. Now, what it does is, because again, let me just backtrack a bit. So, you know, when people on their computer, PC or Mac, and it pops up in the browser, Chrome especially, save my password?
Oh, yeah.
Most people say yes.
Yeah.
Do you know how dangerous that is, Mac? Let me explain why. Because here's the thing. I'll send you an email. You'll click on the link. And guess what? I've just installed a keylogger on your computer, PC or Mac. And now every single keystroke you type after that, I'm now recording, and I'm sitting somewhere in China, India, wherever, it doesn't matter, in Russia, in the world, and I'm seeing every keystroke that you're typing.
My goodness.
So it gets better. So when you walk away and you go to sleep, or you go to your mate's house or whatever for coffee, let me show you this. Do you use Chrome?
I've used it, yeah.
So if you go into Chrome, the top right, there's three buttons. You click on those, or three dots. You click on the three dots, then third from the bottom, you click on settings. And then on the left, you click on autofill. And then in the middle of the screen, you click on passwords. If you can see a lot of passwords in there, so can I as a hacker. I can then see every password and every link you've ever been to your entire life by just one click that you made.
My goodness.
Okay, now you can understand why this is so important. Never, ever, ever, ever to save your passwords inside your browsers. Rather use a good password manager, because a password manager saves everything inside a secure vault. And here comes the final bit, is you need to protect the password manager with multi-factor authentication. And I'm going to say that many more times, because that is the number one to beat the hackers and scammers, is by using multi-factor authentication on everything you touch. And we can do that, go back to that in a minute. But let me go back to the password manager. Once you install, you know, the solution that I'm talking about, you then import all your passwords from your browser, you delete them from your browser. And now the first thing, and this is why we love this tool, what it does, it generates what we call a breach watch report.
Okay.
Now the breach watch report, Mac, and I can recommend this highly for yourself to use as well, is it will tell you within minutes all the existing username and passwords that you're currently using sitting for sale on the dark web.
Oh, wow.
You know why people live longer, Mac?
Tell me.
Because of early detection.
Right.
You know how you beat the hacking scammers? Early detection.
Wow.
Cybersecurity works on the same principle as health. The better systems you have in place, the earlier you can detect a problem, the sooner you can fix it, which means you won't lose your business.
My goodness.
It is that simple in my head, okay? So by using a good password manager that monitors the dark web 24/7, the moment a password gets compromised, it'll alert you either on your PC, Mac, or on your phone. Then what you do is you go in, you click on it, it shows you how, you change the password to a 20-digit password, which does it for you, so you save time. You never have to remember another password again. And that 20-digit password, on average, takes about 44 quintillion years to crack. Sorry to tell you, Mac, but we're both going to be dead by this. Right?
That's a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah. So do you see the point here? So by doing this, you are instantly taking control over your identities and your passwords, which means
so important.
You save time. So in my head, if I want to go to LinkedIn, all I do is I go into my little plugin at the top, so I type in L-I-N-K, click enter, and it takes me there and it logs me in securely, and I don't know the passwords.
Oh, really?
Wow. I don't know the password. All I know is my one password, and that's a very long sentence.
Right.
Into my password manager. And that's it. That's how this is so easy to fix.
But people don't do it because, like you said, laziness.
Only 4% of UK companies right now have password managers. And let me tell you another story. Only 1% of them are protecting it with multi-factor authentication. And then they wonder why they get hacked.
My goodness. Scary stuff, but very important stuff. Let me ask you, Francis, the business owner sitting in right now, or the IT manager sitting right now, listening to this, thinking, oh, but Francis, what you're saying makes sense. It affects other people. But my people are all virtual. We are not in the same location. You know, I've got staff here, I've got staff there. We're not in the same location. So the net, so our mainframe, our server is not going to, because we're not on the same server. We use Dropbox, we use this, we use OneFile, we use Microsoft this. Everything's in the cloud. It's not going to affect us. Everything's in the cloud. What do you say to that people that do not operate a traditional business? They're not one server, not everyone's logged in there, but it is, they are spread out around the place.
Well, I say, I feel really sorry for you. I feel sorry for you, and I'll tell you why. Let me explain. So number one, let's kill some myths here. If your stuff is in the cloud, it's not backed up. Microsoft, if you look at their terms and conditions, the second paragraph down says, you as the user is responsible for backing up your email, your OneDrive, your SharePoint, your Teams, your everything inside Office 365.
Okay.
Did you know that if you delete something in Office 365 and you don't undelete it within 30 days, that data is gone forever?
Right.
Okay. Right. So here's the problem. Number one. Number two, of course, the same. Think about this. If a machine, let's say one of your remote users is using Dropbox and the files are synced locally, and these files get infected by somebody else. What do you think happens with that infection? Beautiful. It just replicates around the world to everybody else's Dropbox.
Wow. Yes.
It gets worse. Okay. Here comes a scary bit for you. So I'm sitting at home. I'm a remote user. How many people, I wish I could see hands now. How many people are connecting to the same wireless network at home as their son, their daughter, or partner? And I'm telling you, Mac, 99% of people will put their hands up. Now think about this. Let's talk pre-COVID jabs. If I'm sitting in the same room as you, Mac, and you've got COVID, what's my chances of getting it at the same time?
Very high, very high.
Very high. So if somebody's machine is on a wireless network at home, is infected, what do you think is your chance of that infection spreading to every other machine on the same network?
Makes sense. Very high. Yes.
Yeah. And you know what's worse? This is the bit that kills me. Is then people go VPN, 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 virtual private network. Yeah, I'm connecting securely from home back to the office. And I'm like, fantastic. That means that you're transferring the infection securely from your house to the office. Because most people do not configure VPNs properly. So they allow any traffic to go from the laptop at home to the work environment. And guess what? And then it goes from there, let's say it's a server environment, it'll just go down to every other VPN and take out the entire organization. How is this a good idea?
My goodness.
People don't see it. You know, I don't know what it is, but you know, these glasses are from Specsavers, but the stuff I see, Mac.
Yeah, you see it because you're the cold face. I mean, and that's why, you know, when we spoke, I thought this is so important that I need to let my audience know this. Now, if you're listening in, I want to say again, thank you for tuning in to the Business Success Show. And if you want more awesome, great interviews and expertise and information like this, make sure you join us in our Facebook group, our Facebook community, called the Business Success Club. Come in there, come and listen to experts like Francis West, experts talking about business, about protection, about wealth, about cash flow, about money, marketing, sales. We talk about all those things to help you to grow your business, to grow your wealth, as well as protect yourself. And Francis West today is talking about protection from all the hard work you have put in place already. Overnight, that can go and you are in trouble. So Francis, thank you. Go ahead, tell us one more thing. Give us some other golden nuggets, anything that you think people need to know. And then I want to also talk about, if people want to get hold of you, what they should do. So give us some more.
Let's talk about the key areas of any business or home worker that you need to do. And I'll give you a few tips and tricks here as well now. Number one, like I said, you need to protect your endpoint. Doesn't matter what you do with AI-based security solution that can kill unknown threats. Number two, you need a user password manager that that will not only make your life easier, but that will alert you if any of your passwords have been compromised on the dark web. Number three, you need to use external email security. Do not rely on Office 365 or Google to do your security for you. 91% of attacks come in by email. Do not allow your staff member to be the one to decide, is this a dodgy email? Should I click on this link or not? Because that will be the last link that they click on.
Wow.
You know, so use external email security. Number four, back up everything. You can back up your entire 365 estate 6 times a day for less than it will cost you for a glass of wine a month. You know, it should be a no-brainer. And it's also in the UK, it's a GDPR or legal requirement to back up all your data. Because then if the hackers can get in and delete all your stuff, or then at least we can recover your data directly from the backups. Number four, education. You know, so we send out security tips, which I'll send you a link to every Friday. We've got over 75 short security tips just to educate people. And please sign up your mother, your sister, your brother, your auntie. It's free. But the more we can educate people, the more people will be protected. Now, let me give you a final few tips. Number one, remember what I told you about the Wi-Fi at home?
Yes.
Set up a guest Wi-Fi. It's that simple. So you set up, let's call it, you know, your work Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And so you keep the normal one that you have at the moment. You log onto your router or your firewall, and you go into the settings, and you just click add. And so you can add, some of them, you can add up to 6 different wireless networks on the same box.
Oh, really?
And then you set up a new a password, and do not, whatever you do, do not share that password with the kids, please. And then once that's done, you disconnect from your existing Wi-Fi. You'll see it just pop up on your phone, on your laptop. You connect to the new one and just call it my home work Wi-Fi.
Right.
And by doing that, you've instantly self-isolated your work devices from the rest of the network. So if any of the machines at home gets infected, that infection can't jump from one Wi-Fi network to the other one, which means you've just self-isolated and kept yourself secure. It is that simple, and it's free to do. It is going to take you longer to get through to Virgin, BT, yeah, or whoever your internet provider is, because they'll talk you through for free how to do this. If you don't know how to do that, then it will to set this up. It will take literally 3-4 minutes.
My goodness.
Number one. Number two, the other thing which I always tell people is, please, you know, so few people are protecting their mobile devices or their tablets and then wonder why they get hacked. So please download, there's an app that I've been using for 2.5 years now. It's free. It's made by Sophos. It's one of my favorite tools to protect devices. It's called Sophos Intercept X. It's free. It's like a blue background with a white circle with lines through it. Put that onto your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. Put it on their machines and watch what happens, and it'll give you instant level of protection.
Sophos.
Yeah. Sophos Intercept X.
Intercept X. Got it. Right.
You know, so do that, because I, like I said, you know, you were, I'll tell you another quick story. So I was on the train, and you know, I think it was February last year into London, and I'm sitting there on my iPhone. All of a sudden, Sophos popped up, says, somebody's trying to get in your phone. Do you want to allow it? Yes or no? Of course I said no. But you can imagine, if I didn't have that on there, who knows who'd been able to get into my phone all this time?
Wow.
Do you know, it's little things like that. So, you know, so if you do those few things, and like I said, you know, if you come and speak to us, you know, I offer 15-minute sessions for anybody, you know, worldwide.
Good.
Just to have a chat with them and show them very quickly where the areas of weaknesses, and whether you've got 1 user, 1,000 users, 50 users, will help you. And we've got packages that you can use that do protect all those 5 layers for £1 a day. So my favorite tagline, Mac, if I may say, is, for £1 a day, we will keep the hackers and the scammers very far away.
That's a great thing. That's a great thing. So you're hearing, so again, thank you for being here at the Business Success Show and tuning in and listening in. You've been listening to Francis West of Security Everywhere. Now, get hold of him. I highly recommend, I've known him for so many years. He just reminded me, it's actually over 20 years now through our BNI connection, BNI background. So go to security-everywhere.com. All his information is there. And one thing I love about Francis West, amongst other things, is a family man, plus his mission. You know, when someone has a strong mission, it means it's bigger than them. His mission is to educate and protect at least 1 million, minimum of 1 million people from cyber attacks in the next 2 to 3 years. So he is passionate. You've heard his passion. You've felt his passion. You know he's serious about what he does. Not many business owners can say, I'm really passionate about this. Well, he is, in so much so that he sits on the boards of various security associations around the country in the UK. Originally from South Africa, so he loves that place, and here's in the UK, and that's how we met in the UK. So any final words right now, Francis, before we finish for today's session?
You know, please take action. Just make a list. I mean, we haven't even spoken about PaaS, you know, about IoT, Internet of Things, of devices, you know. So do those few things that I've recommended, and do them within 24 hours of hearing us talk today, because after 24 hours, you're probably scared a bit now, which I get, understand. But I tell you what's scarier is when you suffer and the people I deal with every day. Can I tell one last story, Max?
Go for it. Go for it. I'm sure everyone's... Tell your story, because if it wakes people up and it makes them to make different choices, protects them, then good.
A month ago, a property management company owner phoned me up. He says, Francis, please, you know, you've been recommended. You know, I see all your posts every day on LinkedIn. I need your help. I said, what happened? He told me that his son is in such a state, and he believes that people are after him, and they're trying to hack his systems. And he lives at home, his son. And it got to such a state where they had to section him. He went to hospital because his son just lost it completely. So then about a week went by, and I said, you know what I recommend to his dad? I said, please, can we please install our protection solution on all your home computers and all your business? He only had 5 computers at the business and 3 machines at home. And you can probably hear a theme here, but within 17 minutes, we found stuff on his son's computer where data was leaking and some software was key loggers on his machine. So everything that his son was fearing was true.
My goodness.
So we cleaned all the machines up, and I had a lovely call. What's today? Wednesday. I had a lovely call last Friday from his son, who's now, the good news, he's out of hospital. And he said to me, you know, and his dad as well, I could show you the emails back from them as well now. He says, just thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me the confidence to know that number one, our machines are properly clean now, and nobody is coming after me. You know, that fear is just, it was sad to hear in the voice, but the joy to hear in his voice now, to know that he's safe, it's just wonderful.
Wow.
But the point that I'm making here, sadly, is that it had to happen. An episode like that had to happen before his dad came to us. You know, so I'm asking people that's listening to this, come to us before you get hacked, not Absolutely. After you get done, because it's prevention is cure.
Absolutely. You heard it from the man himself, Francis West. Check him out. You'll be glad you did. You'll be glad for the sake of your future and the sake of your future of your business and your family that you did. He cares. He cares deeply about this arena. If you've just tuned in now, make sure you watch the whole video, because you just missed a lot of stuff. Listen to the whole session, because he's given so many golden nuggets in terms of the dark web, cybersecurity, hackers, spammers, and how to protect yourself. Listen to it. Take his advice. Check him out, security-everywhere.com. On that note, Francis, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your time, for your energy, for your passion, for your mission, for the work that you do. And until our paths cross again, people, reach out to him. Francis, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will speak soon. Thank you again. All right.
Mac, and thank you for the opportunity to help a few more people, Mac. Even if they just take the free advice and they do that, they are infinitely better protected. Because remember what I said, hackers are lazy people. So the more layers you put around you, the more likely they are to go to somebody else who doesn't have any of these layers in place.
Awesome. On that note, thank you. And I'll speak to you very soon. Thank you guys for listening in. Check out the Business Success Club on Facebook. Join us for more awesome videos like this and more awesome sessions from experts like Francis West. Thank you. Bye for now.